The Road to Healing, Day 33 of the Lenten Journey. Risk Management. Dan Kujurian liked flashy cars, and I liked looking out for his cars. But now that I think of it, it was the flash that I liked. I was a kid, flash and glitter were exciting. Come to think of it, I only knew he had cool cars, but never saw him drive any of them. Dan was neither glittery nor exciting. He was actually a very dull guy, but he loved his cars. I guess. Dan had a brand new Chevy Corvette Stingray. The year was 1963, and this car was flash, glitter, and excitement. You looked at it and you knew it moved. I remember the first time I saw this car. It looked like it was cutting through space with its sharp front end. The lights would pop up from the hood, and as a 7-year-old kid with a wonder of how things work, my imponderable was whether the lights went off when they were folded under. Yes, just another version of the refrigerator light imponderable. Dan had some business to discuss with my dad one day, and he came over to our house. When the time came for him to leave, I got excited to go out to get a look, and maybe a drive, in his car. My dad and I walked him out of the house. Where was his car? Not on our block. He walked down the street and then turned the corner. My dad said goodbye to him there. I felt shortchanged. Are we going to walk him to his car? He's got a Stingray. He parked over at LACC parking lot, said my dad. He knew something that I was going to find out that night. The LACC parking lot was 3 blocks away. It was night, and the parking lot was sparsely populated with cars. As he walked away from us, my dad told me the Dan Kujurian secret for keeping his car clean, pristine, and unscratched. He parks far away and in remote areas. That's it. This little secret kept his car looking like new. Everywhere he would go, he'd park far and away, sometimes walking up to a mile to avoid having anyone get close to his vehicle. Now, my dad had an aversion to gossip, but that day he told me that Dan had made his date walk and walk to the social at the church because he didn't want to park the car close to other cars in the church parking lot. I always remember that night that I discovered the Dan Kujurian secret. Whenever I've been scared to risk, I've thought about that beautiful Stingray. It was clean and without blemish, but it was never driven and never served its purpose. It never exploited its full potential. And Dan? Well, he just walked everywhere. I don't think he ever enjoyed that car. Life has purpose and meaning. Healing means we are realigned with the purpose and meaning of life. Living life means you have to engage in it at an intimate level. You can't park far away. Yes, there is a risk that you'll get scratched and hit. You may even get hurt. But think of this. You'll be sitting in the driver's seat, and the ride will be a fun one. Tennyson's words, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all," are the words of our meditation today. As you roll through this junction on the road to healing, think of opportunities that you've missed because you've been scared to risk the hurt. Think of the enjoyment you've passed up because you've parked too far away from life. And now, think of the new opportunities in front of you. To heal, to be well, to understand, to stand, to play, to laugh. Courage is required to park close to the action. And with a bit of faith, The drive is fun, fulfilling, and filled with joy. Let's park close by, and tomorrow we'll continue on the road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Savon wishing you a good day.